you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tattoos as female power. Wearing female experiences on the skin. Pink elephants, fish, genitalia. For young feminists in China, tattoos have become a way to express their womanhood and take back their bodies. Written by Wanqing Chen. Published in the China Project. Read for you by Sarah Koudalakos. In China, tattoos have long been associated with thugs and bad girls. But today that is changing. And one tattoo artist in particular is helping women express themselves in ink. When Ling Meng, a Chongqing-born millennial, also known by her nickname KK, began tattooing in 2018, she said she felt that the culture was very male-dominated. Determined to change that, she founded 11-kilometer daily studio in Chengdu 1 year later, leaving an advertisement job and a work environment that she called a bit misogynistic. Her first gender-themed project, F-Ever, Find Females' Feelings Forever, was launched in April 2020. She solicited stories online from women about their growth and experiences. These stories were visualized as tattoos, which the participants had the option to have inked. The project has received more than 100 submissions. Chinese women shared their thoughts on empowerment, intimate relationships, female identity, fertility issues, and gender violence. Within a year, more than 30 participants had gotten tattoos based on their submissions. For Ling Meng, these stories were not just inspiration for her tattoo designs, but another way to promote women's voices and raise gender awareness in China. I also wanted to build a platform for girls to tell their own stories, hoping that more people can pay attention to the individual life experiences of women. The submissions, paired with Ling Meng's art, were eventually exhibited at a series of art shows in Chengdu, including Us Here Now at Chengdu Women's Month in March 2021. Ling Meng's own tattoo studio also showcased a mini-exhibition, The Girl is Magic Art, featuring candles in the shape of the female body. For women, Ling Meng said, we want to provide them with a space where they can feel comfortable, safe, relaxed, and not disturbed during the tattoo process. At the same time, we also want to break the stereotypes of tattoo parlors. In China, getting inked has traditionally been seen as a contentious act. Filial piety in Confucianism holds that the skin of your body is received from your parents, shen ti fa fu, shou zhi fu mu, and tattoos are frowned upon by elder generations. Women with tattoos are often sexualized or stigmatized as bad girls. There is an increasingly evident crackdown on tattoo culture, including requirements for tattooed taxi drivers in Gansu to remove their body ink and bans on tattoos in soccer. On the other hand, tattoos are increasingly popular among younger generations who embrace them as a new art form and reject the stigma. Women especially are using tattoos as a way of speaking out. Xiao Mei Li, a well-known Chinese feminist activist, asked Ling Meng to design a tattoo for her in May 2021, after experiencing cyber attacks as the result of one of her social media posts. In the post, she shared a video of a man throwing hot pot oil at her after she asked him to stop smoking. The post eventually resulted in the removal of her Weibo account. Xiao described the tattoo as a ray of light and wrote, I hope I live in an era where I don't go against my principles because of fear or because I'm being besieged. I feel that the effort to choose the right thing is the light. There are many areas where you can give up, give in, or compromise, but you must never be a part of the darkness. I want to use this tattoo to remind myself to stick to my principles and to do the next right and virtuous thing, even when times are tough. Pan Jing, a 28-year-old who works at a Beijing-based internet company, tattooed a uterus on the inner side of her upper arm when her mother was about to have her uterus removed due to an ovarian cyst. She told me, first, even if women don't want to have children, I think the uterus is a particularly important organ for women. Second, for myself, my mom's womb was my first little house in my life. I hope to leave memories of her on my own body so that I will always remember that I grew up there. Pan added that her boyfriend accompanied her when she got the tattoo, but he didn't seem to understand why she did it. I think men still don't quite understand women's emotional needs. My male friends around me, including my boyfriend, always think it is bad for girls to get weird tattoos, but my girlfriends seldom raise objections. Li Zhuoying, 25, a recent graduate in Shanghai, chose to get a cyborg tattoo, designed in proportion with her body, to represent her feminist identity. When writing her undergraduate dissertation, she read Simians, Cyborgs, and Women by Donna Haraway and was inspired by its interpretations of feminism. If women were to want a world of complete gender equality, it would have to be a world where women were no longer burdened by childbirth, she said. One way ahead for women would be to become cyborgs. This became the inspiration for my tattoo. Other tattoos designed by Ling Meng as a part of F Ever project include a clitoris in the shape of a flower, described by the person who submitted it as an organ that allows us to take control of our own sexual pleasure, and liberation from the traditional idea that a woman's role in a sexual relationship is only to serve the male. A pink elephant for at Elcaris was a metaphor that the more you are afraid of gender violence, the more you have to face it, specifically mentioning the Nth Room case. At Iris Yu, meanwhile, submitted and got inked a fish tattoo, which she described as contradictory and complex, tough and tender. Ling Meng has continued to explore ways to disrupt stereotypes in the tattoo industry. She hopes to normalize tattoo art among women and thinks that the stigma and bias around tattoos comes from male domination of the industry. One solution is to place tattoos in more public settings, such as in photos, illustrations, and exhibitions, to raise awareness. I hope to make tattooing more of an everyday thing, Ling Meng said. So it is imperative to raise voices, and it needs to be more visible to the public. In May, Ling Meng temporarily closed her tattoo studio because of personal health reasons. Returning to Chongqing, she joined a painting program with a group of high school art students. Even though the majority of the art students were women, Ling Meng felt that very few displayed gender awareness, and among those who had tattoos, they were mostly small and hidden. This autumn, Ling Meng plans to start a new project, Girls' Bedroom Tattoos, 女孩的卧室纹身, relocating the tattoo work to her female customers' own bedrooms, then producing a collection of photographs with the stories behind the designs. If the location is changed to their familiar environment, she explained, I wonder if there will be some new experience. As more women seek to make their experiences heard, tattoos have become a method of telling stories. It may be a small amount of ink, but it represents a permanent mark on the bodies that women control. Feminism has given me my own freedom and power, Li Meng said, with the constant compression of space for women's voices. No matter what the state of the overall environment we are in, someone needs to speak out, innovate, and renew.